Give it a try, Bach.
Back, Bach. Bach.
Listen to me. Bach, Bach.
That's
Bach.
Also a term in baseball, by the way. And
there we go.
They called one on Alex DuBord the other day a Bach. You know
Abby,
that?
What are we building up to here?
We're building up to the Red Hawks home opener tonight.
And who's throwing out the first pitch?
A kid from Breckenridge.
Abby. She was scheduled to throw out the first pitch, and she's trying to get out of it, ladies and gentlemen.
The thing is that everyone here in the building, well, everyone on air, chooses a game to do the first pitch or to delegate a first pitch. Mm-hmm. And I chose to delegate.
Yeah. See, what better way to both. Be in front of an exclusive QM audience?
Yes.
Exactly.
That's Brad's radio coming back.
He understands our QM.
And the amount of eye contact when he said that. Brad's. He looked into my soul.
This man knows it. He sold radio. Yeah. His father owned radio. He knows. You've got to throw out this first pitch.
Abby, this could be the make or break moment of your life.
This could be the night.
This is what my life has led up to. Is this moment tonight?
You went to college for this,
yep.
Abby.
All my training
in
up
fact,
to this
I heard
moment.
Madison Quinn is going to be doing a documentary on this tonight.
Exactly.
Oh,
video.
That's what the documentary is
for. Quinn,
it's
going
to be the lead into the honor flight PC did. Here's Abby. So, you excited?
We are. Yeah.
You got to be. I mean, your team's doing pretty doggone well. I listened to Bones for a lot of this this trip, and
yeah.
The team's playing well.
Yeah, team's doing extremely well. We're excited, you know, to have this record this time of year. We're thrilled with that.
So I'm going to kick it back to Jack here a little bit. You know, Brad and I were talking on TV the other day, yesterday, was it not?
Yesterday.
Where we were doing a little conversation, and one of the things about a really good baseball team is that, you know, you're professional baseball players and you have opportunities beyond where you play.
Right.
And there's already talk about losing some of these players because they're playing so well.
It's unfortunate. It's the thing that, you know, that happens when you know you've got good players. The Red Hawks, they've assembled Brad, you know, Jeff Bittiger, Chris Coast, Anthony Renz. They've assembled Matt Rowe. They've assembled these guys. And you do this. I call games just learning to appreciate every game you have with him, because you don't know if the next day you're going to go into the manager's office and say, by the way, we sold a contract to so-and-so to the Cardinals organization or whatever. But in the same token, you know, you don't even think about it. You just play. You know, the Red Hawks are loaded with such good AAA talent. You know, Drew Ward and Pete Maris, you know, they're just so loaded. And then they've got really a mix, Joel, of young guys. I would say this, that the bullpen arms that the Red Hawks displayed in the first nine games. You know, Alex DuBord's a local kid.
Yeah.
You know, Alex DuBord is leads the league in saves, and he is
pitcher
just,
of the week.
He is pitcher of the week. He's just big, tall, strapping right-hander and getting it done. Luke Lind pitched at North Dakota State. You know, he's an Eden Prairie kid, you know, and Luke Lind has done great in that back end of the bullpen. So, you know, these are – you've got a mix with youth and then veteran. Then tonight – the Red Hawks, when you're going out, when after Abby throws out the ceremonial pitch,
boom!
And the game starts,
the flames throwing
Abby Miller.
The eternal flame.
Tonight.
The crowd.
Abby!
Abby! What is that crowd?
Why'd you bounce it in there?
Anyway, Kevin McGovern, who is the all-time strikeout leader in the American Association, who was pretty emotional last year when the Gov has spent his career in independent ball. And we were in Kane County, which is in Geneva, Illinois, and Kevin had a strikeout, and he becomes the American Association strikeout leader. His father happened to just be there at that game, and he the big event. And then the next week, the St. Louis Cardinals pick up his contract. So Chris Coast gets to go out to Kevin last year and said, Kevin, by the way, do you own any red cleats? And why is that? You know, here's a guy never expected at his age to ever be called.
Yep.
He goes, and Chris will tell you this with tears in his eyes, because the Cardinals just called and they're going to buy your contract. So
how
it's just
cool
emotional. So now Kevin's back with the Red Hawks, unfortunately or fortunately, which to your point, Joel.
But he's loving baseball.
He serves as in a pitching coach role.
Correct.
And as a pitcher. And he's already got 17 strikeouts this year in just two outings.
He better have kept his red cleats.
Good call. So he's throwing tonight. He's a lefty, Abby. You're a righty. So I don't think, you know, you can take some advice from Kevin.
But. So, Brad, you've never been afraid through the Red Hawks to look for that local talent and to give them a chance.
No, absolutely.
And I like that. I really like that. You know, Coaster's a perfect example. I can use more.
Might be the example, yeah. You know, but there have been many of them. But yeah,
Norman and Peschel.
I watched Mike Peschel grow up. Yeah. I saw, you know, I refereed with his dad years ago, and he was a little kid riding in the van with us, you know, to games. And then to watch him be as dominant as I loved how quick he worked.
He worked fast. Yeah. He did. But
if every Justin pitcher would learn that.
You know, Justin Fletchock, Greg Salvable, you know, Derek Dorman. We can start going through a lot. Tony Kunkka, you know, there's a lot of guys in earlier. But, yeah, Coast is the ultimate example because he went on and won a World Series. But you're right.
Well, in fact, Carson Wentz's brother was the first professional in their family since he played for the Redhawks.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right. Zach.
Yeah.
Zach.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Right. Yeah. I did not know that.
He had a cup of coffee with us.
Some would say, well, Zach was a player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, actually, Zach heads up his organization.
He does, One Foundation.
Okay, so tonight, tell people what's going to happen tonight other than Abby throwing out the first pitch.
Well, it's a little special time for our normal 7:02 start time is not that for this week only, just since it's school still in session for everybody. We want to get as many kids there and as many families there, so
get
come on out.
It's
a 6:30 start tonight. So gates will open at 5:30, and Abby's going to be throwing out the perfect first pitch.
Ceremonial.
Smack. Perfect one.
And, you know, not that this needs any more dressing.
Smack.
Get your tickets and all, but the Red Hawks have to be playing a very good club in the Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
And this is a team, you know, they've got Keon Barnum, by the way, who is the Babe Ruth of this league. You'll see him, Joel. He just, you can't hit his barrel because it's not coming back. And then, you know, you've got a couple of former Red Hawks that are on Milwaukee's team, and Carell Prime, who is a household name, you know, and Dylan Kelly and some like this. They've got Miles Smith, I think, going tomorrow. He's a big flamethrower right there. So this team, this series is huge.
It'll be fun to watch.
It's just two really good teams.
And what better weather tonight?
Oh.
70
tonight's
degrees,
good.
Light wind. Oh, my
Tomorrow's
goodness.
Good.
Yep.
Thursday's good. Pristine.
Yes. And here's one of the big things that doesn't get talked about enough, and so I'm going to bring it up, is the fact that there are major league ballparks right now that are charging $20 for 16 ounces of beer.
Yeah.
How much in a Red Hawks if I buy a beer and a hot dog?
$32. No, just kidding.
For Joel, $60.
I think you can get yourself a beer and a hot dog for a total of $9.
See? There.
And not to
it's
put
a little
down
different,
I want
it?
The whole league obviously to succeeding. Everybody is good for the league, but between us here, I had a pretzel, a wiener, and a soda. I think it was like $18.
We do have the best pricing in the league for concessions.
Yeah. I mean, pretzel's good, but I mean, it's, I don't know, $18.
We do that
good.
To keep it family friendly and just keep the prices low to make sure the families can afford to come out.
Exactly. Yep. And no matter where you're at in the stands, it's family friendly. You know, I took my grandson to one of the games, and he was down in your little foul ball right field area. They're elbowing all the rest of the kids trying to get one, you know, and he got one, you know, and so he was like high-fiving, went up to say hi. I mean, these kids, it isn't hard to talk them into going to a Hawks game.
I always ask this, Joel, and you've been to, obviously, you're part of this, and, you know, with minus your media pass, say you were just a regular, you know, fan. I always ask, where would you sit at Newman Outdoor Field? I mean, there's not a bad seat, but where would you sit?
I would sit in right field, right behind the visitors.
You go down the right field line?
Yep, exactly.
First baseline?
Yep.
Yeah. Abby?
I would want to be kind of below your press box so I get more snacks. And I like being at the center of the field.
I mean, she...
Smart girl.
Yeah, smart.
So
smart
you've
girl.
Caught some of his snacks before?
What did I throw you last year?
He threw me some candy that I caught, and then he threw me another thing. I don't know if I caught it or not, but for the history books, we'll say I did. But he threw me a banana. which is good. I was eating a bunch of candy. The banana was a good balance.
Yeah.
So when I was up in the press box visiting him once, Roy and Marge were here, along with his lovely sister.
They don't get a chance as much anymore. But
so I got, the first time I ever got to see him was up in the press box waving like a little kid. Hi! You know, and then I went down and had to go visit.
To your point, and again, not to wax so poetic here and get your tickets and get out here this week, but baseball is a sport that can turn my 90-year-old father, 91-year-old father into a 10-year-old boy.
Absolutely.
Or 90-year-old grandmother into a 10-year-old girl.
The other thing I love about baseball is... You can be social. mm-hmm. at a Red Hawks game. You can. You can sit there, meet your neighbor while the game's going on, have a talk. You know, it isn't like you're constantly, oh, my God, I got to go.
Right. You know. And that's kind of our theme this year is we went with is more than a game. Or, you know, it's.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a, you know, it's a business outing. It's a family reunion. Uh-huh. It's a mm-hmm. birthday
friends
party.
Getting together,
it's a,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's everything.
So what night are we're sponsoring a night, you and I. We're taking people out fair and having fun.
Yeah. I think that's sometime in July.
Yeah.
So, and you have the first pitch at some point. I think you actually have the last home game.
I actually had people file a complaint about my first pitch once because
you weren't on the team.
Well, it hit the mitt and it just about exploded his hand.
He was out for the rest of the game.
Yeah. He was
Brad, Joel's really trying to get recruited this year. He basically has a uniform.
By the way, I can take the rejection of, hey, you didn't make the team. But some type of notice would be good. I mean, I went out there, had my bat, right. Walked around. I mean, some little, hey, Joel, nice try again this year, but you didn't make it. But
we had to have you sign that waiver, which you didn't do.
You know what? The Red Hawks, outside of everything they're doing, and we've got there's a contortionist there this year, lots of fireworks again, Brad. We'll tell you not to do your job here, Brad, but all this stuff going on. But they're doing this year, and Brad can help me out. I think it's called a what-if night, or and what this is, Joel, is that if you remember 1995, you know, I remember 95, your dad, Bruce Thome, and everybody's, I'm in this room, and Jack's going to be the, so it's all this news. Then they had the name the team contest. And as you, any new organization, they take requests from everybody, and they mail in many, many
thousands,
things.
Came
thousands,
yes. Yeah.
So if you remember the finalists when the Red Hawks were just, not even born yet, really, they were taking these team names. And what was submitted were the Beavers, the Pioneers, the Prairie Dogs, the Prairie Hawks, the Red Hawks, the River Rats, the Rough Riders, and the Valley Cats. And so what the Brad and his team have doing this year, they're having a what-if night, and one of those names, it's they're going to actually wear uniforms with not Red Hawks.
I've got it.
Yep. One of those other ones.
Can I vote?
You don't
Can
have
I
it.
Vote?
You do not have it.
Abby, which
you
one would you
vote?
Pick?
It's already done.
The uniforms are already ordered,
They're already here.
But okay. So we're not, yeah, we'll I know you're some, not going to say.
We're actually going to have some merch on there. We're going to have some T-shirts and baseball hats.
I'd be all over Valley Cats.
Abby, and obviously the Red Hawks are the Red Hawks. Yeah, we know them. We love them. Five-time independent champions. That's what the Red Hawks are.
Yeah, that was kind of a Matt Rowell creation, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
But between Joel, would you have, other than the Red Hawks, which would you have gone with the Beavers, Pioneers, Prairie Dogs, Prairie Hawks, River Rats, Rough Riders, or Valley Cats?
It'd be Valley Cats or River Rats. One of those two.
Oh, I hope it's not River Rats.
I would say Valley Cats because you got the catfish in the Red River.
What would your logo have been if you said the what? The River Rats, you said?
No, well, River Rats are a cool logo.
The Valley Cats, what would your logo have
been? It would have been that catfish.
Oh, with the
Wahpeton?
Yeah, well, it would have been similar to that, right? It would have been the look of that big catfish that Craig Severson and his brother Jeff were always out there hunting on the Red River. So, yeah. Well, yeah.
Brad's See how Brad's not giving it out either. See how he's just there.
Not letting,
I'm not letting
will
that.
You
That's
tell me on the break what it is?
No.
When is this one?
Why are you going to be like
Do we
that?
Know?
I think it is in, Brad will tell you after the break.
August 13th.
I'll tell you now.
Right. Yep. August 13th.
Or he'll tell you now.
Good quick.
That's a cliffhanger for you. Well, after the break, what is it?
Stick around. More will be coming your way right here on News of Let's get some people in the stands at Newman Outdoor. That's right. We have with us Brad Thome yet. We hung on to him. And, of course, the voice of the Hawks. That's right.
Let's go.
Jack Michaels.
Let's go. 6:10 pregame. Bring your ears along with you out to the ballpark tonight, as I say.
It'd be a gorgeous night. 235-6161 for tickets.
The opener is they're all special. You only get 50, by the way, Sequente. 50. You only get 50 of these games. You know, hopefully more
hopefully
the postseason.
Yeah, exactly.
But think about that. It's a 100-game schedule, 50 home, 50 away. So
And you only get one opener.
Take it.
One opener.
Right. So.
One.
This first series, we have the bunting. It's a special time.
You are going to love this team. And I'm not just whistling Dixie here. This team is fun to watch. This team is loaded. You got a guy named Maris on the team.
I know.
And he's leading the league
in
many
categories.
I was
about to use that. I mean, he's the one that I hope hangs in there because the way he's playing, it won't shock me when you come in and say, they plucked him away from us.
And Drew Ward is this is one of the most dangerous lineups I have seen in Red Hawks history.
So we're talking about 6:30, what?
6:30 first pitch.
All right, come on out.
Yep, fmredhawks.com or 235-6161 for tickets.